got heater in the background, and then the blower comes on in my house. And I gotta be comfortable, man. I can't be sitting up here freezing in my own house. So I listened to part of the Prince Harry interview, and I've come to a conclusion that everything that's going on with Harry is lack of critical thinking skills and logic. I believe that he is doing this. He's being manipulated. I don't think it's totally whoever's manipulating him. I don't think it's totally their fault. But I think that it is a part of a plan. And I'm not sure what that plan is. I think we have to look beyond what Harry is doing and try to figure out what the end result of this is going to be. And I know some of you are probably thinking, I don't give a fuck about that white boy. Why the hell are you talking about this? I'm tuning out. The thing is that when we don't pay attention to everything, we're going to miss out on making sure that in the future we're protected. So I listened to Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. quite a bit. And one of the things I remember him saying in one of his broadcasts, and I think he's said it a few times, black people watch each other too much. He said, we need to start. I'm not going to quote him. Okay. So please don't call into his show tattletaling on me. What I'm going to say is I got the impression from some of the things that he said that we need to start watching what white people do. Every time we go to the store, we're always looking. If we see a black person, we're watching them, watching out for them. But we don't watch out for what white people are doing. And so from what he said, I gather the impression that, you know, not just monitoring white people, but we know that in the white culture, they're taught to do certain things and behave a certain way. It's not that every white person is racist, but what I just said, a lot of white people don't want to acknowledge that, and they don't want to openly admit that, yes, there are things in the white culture that they're taught as young people, and it sticks throughout their entire life. And whether they participate in these kinds of things, that's up to them as individuals. But we can't ignore or deny that there are certain things that white youth are taught, and then it's carried on with them throughout their entire life. So I am watching what Harry is doing. I'm looking at everybody that's around him. I paid attention to the person who produced the 60 Minutes special. Did you see their name? So what we have to do is go and do some digging and research and figure out what is happening. Why did he really come over here? I'm not buying that they were afraid for their lives and that the media was so bad, because if they were that afraid, they would have gotten married over here in the United States. If they were that scared, they can say it was part of a plan to exit and all this kind of stuff. But no, they wanted Harry to get married over in the UK, in England, because of Oprah Winfrey wanted to be a part of that. And being over here in the United States, it just wouldn't have looked as regal and glamorous for her. So the wedding had to take place over there in England. This is my thought process on this. So I'm looking at Harry and I'm looking at Meghan. I see the different things that Harry does that are very significant to how the elite do things. I think that Harry is just who he is. This is a part of a human humiliation ritual. He doesn't want to be separated from his family. He doesn't want that. What he wants is everybody to see things through his eyes. And who do we know does that? Donald Trump? Biden? It's a common theme. You have to see things through their eyes. You can't have your own opinion. How they see things, it's the absolute truth. What people say that goes against what they say, don't listen to them. Because what they're saying and how they take things and how they're explaining things is the truth. And you know, I'm looking at this and I'm saying to myself, I remember when I sat down in the video on my Facebook page for all of my followers to see. I sat down and explained to them what my dad did to me. Graphic detail. And the pain that I endured and what I suffered. I didn't talk about the people that were around during that time. I didn't drag anybody else into that. All I talked about was my abuser and myself. Harry, what Harry is doing is he's not going to see and understand the repercussions of it until he's older. I think mentally, Harry is still that 12-year-old boy. And he cares deeply about what other people think of him. But not to the point of using critical thinking skills and logic. To see a man in Harry's situation, that is a dream situation for women like Meghan Markle. She's a prime example of women that are toxic to men who are vulnerable. And they take that situation and they fucking manipulate that and they take it and make themselves look like the fucking hero. since Harry wants to sit and talk about people in his family, I hope they use critical thinking skills and logic to do the same. I hope that they don't trash him like he did them. I hope that this doesn't become a back and forth. I hope that there is a final blow to this and that Meghan and Harry go somewhere and sit their asses down. The way Harry is doing this is wrong. There's other ways of going about telling your story without sitting down and having a conversation with yourself. And that's what the flesh will do. It'll take you on a journey. And at the end of that journey, you'll be looking crazy. Because you listened to your flesh and you didn't do any consulting with God and you didn't read your word before you step out into public to do some shit like this. He's going to sit here and think that he's safe over here in the United States? I don't think so. But then again, like I said, all of this happening, all of what's going on, I don't believe any of it for one second. I don't think that this is bigger. This is a part of a bigger plan to distract people. And Harry and Meghan are being used to do so. I'm not impressed by Harry at all because he is really not addressing the real fucking issue. He's still talking about himself. So I'm gonna go back to what I said before. And I'm going to say that what's wrong with people? He's just a white man that wants everybody to listen to him. Point blank. He doesn't care about who's hurt. He's not using logic or critical thinking skills. He's going with what he wants to do. And that's the general consensus of white men that are in power. this is a part of that toxic masculinity these white women cry about, but they don't actually say that this is what their white men are taught to do. They don't acknowledge that part of it. But this is a... this is also something that can occur when people have power. When they have a false sense of power. Like I was watching Too Strong, and Corey was saying, read the Bible and it tells you exactly what I'm talking about. And I'm telling you that what you're reading is exactly what I'm saying it is. So because he's got a YouTube channel, he's got a little bit of power to express himself and say whatever he wants. And he's a black man, by the way. I don't know where he comes from or whatever, but he's black. So the arrogance of him saying if you read that Bible and you get the same interpretation I have, or else you're denying God's word. That's not... but I did a whole episode on that, talking about that. You don't sit there and tell somebody what you feel is the truth. They need to accept it as the truth. No, that's you telling a story, or you giving your perception, and you need to leave people to their own understanding and their own way of figuring out what they're reading. See, people who have a certain amount of control like to abuse that, and they don't use it properly. What Corey should have said was, I read this scripture as this. This is how I interpret it. You consult with God. You have your own relationship with God, and you help, and you ask him to help you understand what this means. I mean, he should have left it at that. That's the part of what people try to enforce as toxic masculinity. And, you know, it's shameful that we think we can put words in a dead person's mouth. We think that we can think for other people and all of that. I think that this mindset is a part of white supremacy. Wholeheartedly. I think that because that's... white supremacy has trained the entire world on how to react and how to behave about everything and anything. And in order to stop ourselves from entertaining what we've been taught, we have to acknowledge what has been done to us. Look at the TV shows we watch. Look at what we expose our children to when they sit down and watch TV, or we give them an iPad, or we let them sit in front of Disney Plus, you know, or we let them go to school and experience an insurmountable amount of hate. And so they internalize that and they become, you know, hateful of themselves. We need to take responsibility and own up to that shit. What Harry is doing and how he's reacting is because it benefits the global system of white supremacy. Because he's still not addressing the reason, the main reason why they left England is because his wife and his family's lives were in danger. Because of racism. And he's not addressing that shit. That's how I think that there's something else behind this. Because we know that Oprah Winfrey was the first person to interview them about this shit. And we know her history with the black community. We know what she's done. And we know how damaging she is. So when I saw that she was sitting down with them, I was like, it's going to be some more shit to come of it. And look at the shit storm. Look at the fucking shit storm now. That was created because she wanted to be a part of the royal family and interviewing them. She wanted to interview Princess Diana, but Princess Diana was like, uh-uh. So she got Princess Diana's son. And this is a big fuck you to Princess Diana. They got this guy thinking. I don't know. I don't know what he's thinking, but I don't trust him. I don't fucking trust him because he still wants to be a part of the royal family. He still wants to be accepted. And I think this is a power-hungry move on Harry's part. This is what white supremacy teaches. So this is how he's coming forth with, oh my God, these revelations of my family and all of this shit. And he wants to take back everything he said and how he left England and, you know, the plane ride that all the family was on to go and see the queen before she died. And he wasn't invited. How the fuck does he think he's gonna... I can't with this shit. I can't with this shit. There's a bigger motive, and that motive is Harry does not have control. So Harry is going to do whatever he can to gain that control. That's it. That's the bottom line. That's the bottom fucking line. I don't think that he wants to be king. I don't think this is about, you know, the position of his birth. I think this is about nobody's listening to me. Nobody understands me. So therefore, I need to do this in order for people to understand me and recognize me and acknowledge me. And I have the power and authority over my life to make people hear me because I am the prince. I'm the prince. I'm the royal. I'm Diana's son. So therefore, you're going to fucking listen to me. That's his stance and that's his take on shit. But that's what white supremacy does to our brains. It's taught us to be irrational and not use critical thinking skills or logic. When I sat down and did that video, I said to myself, I said, now, how are you going to deliver your message to these people so that they understand what your father did to you? It is something that you're going to have to deal with for the rest of your life. How are you going to get these people to realize that you're not just trying to throw stones and be angry at somebody, but you're really wanting to let them know your story? Because you're tired of them asking you about your dad. How do you tell your story without hurting other people and bringing other people into it? So I thought with logic and critical thinking skills, and I told everybody what happened to me. I didn't drag anybody else. I didn't say, who was there for me? I didn't do that. Because I wanted to get my message across. I wanted to get the point across. And that was it. I didn't want to hurt anybody else. I didn't want to pull anybody in. Even though I could have said, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I didn't. Because I knew what damage it was going to do to those other people if I did say blah, blah, blah. I knew down the line it was really going to fuck some shit up. And it wasn't necessary for me to pull anybody else in there because my father was the one that made the conscious decision to do what he did to me. Nobody put a gun to his head. This wasn't back in slavery days where fathers had to rape their own daughters in front of the slave master. This isn't what that was. This was a black man who sat there and consciously made the decision to rape his 7-year-old child. That's it. And that's all I needed to talk about. So once again, what the fuck is this shit really about, Prince Harry? You're not giving up your title. You and your wife are not giving up your titles. You're not trying to give up your positions to the throne. You're not willing to let go of your family. So what is this really about? Power. White men are trained to think that they are supposed to be the most powerful on this planet. And there's a constant power struggles between white men. And you see that shit in politics everywhere. You see that shit every fucking where. And the white supremacist mindset sets in on everybody and everything. It's not exclusive to white men. But white men carry that shit out to the nth degree because they're supposed to be at the top of the food chain. So when they say something, they want you to fucking take that shit as gold. They don't want you to question them. They don't want you to argue with them. But what they say and what comes out of their mouth, you better fucking listen. And that's toxic. Very, very toxic. I don't speak in absolutes. But what I will say is that there are ways of doing things. And what Prince Harry is doing is a part of a bigger plan. This is not a happenstance moment. This is not an irrational move on his part. This is a planned, thought out, well executed situation we're seeing. This is not a sporadic, oh my God, my family is not protected, so I'm getting the fuck away from the royal family. No, this is not what that is. This is a power struggle. Do things Harry's way or you suffer the consequences. That's it. That's all it is. He still wants to be a part of the royal family. He still wants to have a relationship with his family. And to me, that says that he doesn't give a fuck about racism. He doesn't give a shit about racism. He doesn't care about what people have said about his wife. Because if he did, he would have not married in that fucking... in England. He would have married in the United States. Think about it. Break this shit down. Even if you think this shit doesn't pertain to you, it's white folks' business. I'm telling you, it's everybody's business. And the world better fucking take notes and do their research on the royal family and do research on white supremacy and what it is and how it works. Because everything else you understand is going to confuse you. This is a part of a bigger plan, folks. And we need to stop acting like what Harry and Meghan are doing is not a part of that bigger plan. Don't just listen to me and what I say, but go and do your own research. Wake the fuck up. Please wake the fuck up. once again, if Harry gave a damn about his wife being treated badly, that would be his main talking point. But he's busy out here talking about how he was hurt, how they did this, how they're the villains right now. And Harry's taking no responsibility for his fucking actions. I'm not talking about mentioning, yeah, I did this and yeah, I did that. But I'm talking about how his life and what he is actually trying to seek and what he's actually trying to do. Is this a part of a humiliation ritual? What's going on? Go do your research. And let me know what you find. Thank you for listening. And thank you for supporting me. Take care, everybody. Don't just look at a situation and think you know it. Look deeper.